HB
in 4HHC. Okay, that's a whole lot better, Danny. Whole lot better. You probably need to hold the microphone a little closer and see if we can't get just a little more audio on the volume, because I think you made it into the repeater fine. Over.
Well, I'm back outside, sir. Western 1, how are you copying me now, please?
Bad. So I'm not sure. Are you on just the rubber duck? Do you have an additional antenna to put with that? Or are you just on the rubber duck that came on the HT?
The rubber duck is off. My son talked me into ordering a diamond antenna, and I put it on there. They have a solution to the problem, though. I was tinkering with it a little while ago, and I took it off 5 watts and took it down to medium 2 watts. I didn't take it back up. Could that be the problem?
That could be the problem, so put it back on 5 watts. Also, when you respond to wait for the repeater tone, you'll hear a little blip, and that means the repeater reset itself, and so you're not going to time the repeater out. So pause just a second and let the repeater do its little blip, and then you key and talk. Over. And it did the blip right away, so listen for it again as soon as I unkey here.
I thought the guys while I was going, they said by my key up, I got a beat, so I went in there and set it off. I probably set it all up.
So you made it in. You got a little bit of white noise on it, but you're readable. Not sure I knew what you were talking about, though. Over. Unkeying the microphone, or are you just losing connection to the repeater? Over.
I'm hearing the whole time. I don't think
I'm. Okay, so if you're holding the key down on the microphone, then your signal is in and out. So you don't have a good spot. So see if you can find a better spot where you're standing. Over.
Moved down in the yard a little bit. It sort of got me away from everything here. What you got on me now, sir?
Was a lot better. Over.
Coming through clear as a bell ever since we got on, and at least I think I've got it fairly well programmed, but I'm going to take it back up. And I was just playing with the key pad, and I took it down to 2 watts. Then I got a call on the phone, and I didn't take it back up. So I'm transmitting at 2 watt power. When I get back in, I'm going to take it back up to the full 5 watt power, and that ought to help me out.
Okay, very good. Well, you made a contact here, so looking good. So you're going to try to get in on the net tonight at 9 o'clock, over.
Yes, sir. Got nothing going on. My wife's got my son for a little while, so I'm batching for a little bit. So I don't have a problem with getting in there at 9 o'clock, over.
Sounds good, Danny. Well, welcome to Amateur Radio. And usually they, when they call for check-ins, they'll, right at the beginning, near the beginning, they'll ask for any new hams. So, that's your cue to sign in. Over.
Appreciate the info. Appreciate the help you've given me. Looking forward to spending a lot of time talking with you, my friend. So I will let you go. This is Kilo Whiskey 4, November, Hotel Bravo. Signing off.
Okay, so so your call is KW Kilo Whiskey 4. I thought you said you were KQ4. Clarify your call again for me, Danny.
Just 1, Kilo, Quebec 4.
Quebec 4. All right. Now give me the suffix now.
Okay, that will be November, Hotel Bravo.
November. this is not good. I didn't bring anything to write with, and I usually write it down. But you're making it in, so you got a spot there, Danny. Good to get you on the air. This is N4HHC.
The only problem I'm having is I talked to several people a while ago, and they were whipping their call signs fast. My ear is not trained to catch that yet. So I had a hard time signing off. When we're signing out with you, it's Kilo, Quebec, 4, November, Hotel Bravo. Signing out. Catch at 9 o'clock. Thanks, sir.
Okay, 73.
73 to you also, my friend.